KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 38, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with cloudy skies in Atlantic at 34 degrees. In the news, a man from Corning was sentenced last week to prison for receiving child pornography. 54-year-old Lonnie Ray Shafroth was sentenced Friday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to 65 months in prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Microsoft provided law enforcement a cyber tip that resulted in a search warrant served on Shafroth's residence in Corning. The search resulted in the seizure of a computer which contained over 3,000 images of child pornography, many of which depicted children under the age of 12. Shafroth had obtained the images from searches conducted on the Internet between July 2017 and June 12, 2019. His case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, the FBI, and the Adams County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported two people were arrested on separate charges over the past few days. On Monday, 32-year-old Michael Given of Council Bluffs was arrested for violation of probation. Last Friday, 42-year-old Shane Siegler of Messina was arrested for driving while license denied, suspended, or revoked. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail, with Given having been later released. Siegler remained in the jail as of Tuesday morning. The Shenandoah Police Department reports a traffic stop was made around 4 a.m. Tuesday on a person known to be barred from driving. During the traffic stop in the 1200 block of West Valley, 50-year-old David Doherty of Sydney was arrested for driving while barred. Doherty was unable to post a $2,000 bond and remained in the Page County Jail at last report. A 31-year-old Iowa man has been sentenced to life in prison for the death of a Nebraska man who was stabbed more than 20 times. Raymond T. Davis of Des Moines was sentenced Tuesday for first-degree murder in the June 2018 death of 39-year-old Brent Quigley from Bellevue, Nebraska. He was also given two sentences of 18 to 20 years on other convictions. Authorities say Davis was part of a group that had planned to rob Quigley of money and drugs. Christopher Reagan of Omaha was previously sentenced to 100 years to life for a second-degree murder in Quigley's death. Roland Red Oak Police report two non-injury accidents took place Monday afternoon at around 2:20 p.m. A 2011 Ford F-250 driven by 63-year-old Thomas Bronk of Red Oak was traveling behind a 2015 GMC SUV driven by 92-year-old Harlan Ebert of Red Oak. When Ebert, who had stopped at the intersection of North 8th and East Corning Streets, began to pull into the intersection, but was forced to stop for a vehicle traveling on East Corning Street. When Bronk failed to see Ebert had come to a complete stop, his pickup hit the rear of the SUV. Red Oak police cited Bronk for following too close. There was no damage to the pickup, but Ebert's vehicle sustained $1,000 damage. And at around 3:30 p.m. Monday, an accident occurred at North 1st and East Linden Streets in Red Oak. Authorities say a 2000 Jeep Compass SUV driven by 17-year-old Anna Marie Vandray of Red Oak was southbound on North 1st, approaching a stop sign. A 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 65-year-old Michael Irvin of Hastings was traveling eastbound and proceeding through the intersection. Police say Vandray failed to yield from the stop sign and struck the pickup on the left front fender, causing a total of $4,500 damage. Red Oak police cited Vandry for failure to yield from a stop sign. While the risk of flooding generally remains low across most of Nebraska and Iowa because the snow across both states is expected to melt gradually in the coming days, the National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Curtis said this week's forecast for temperatures somewhat above freezing during the days and below freezing at night with no significant new precipitation should allow the snow to melt gradually without causing too many problems. But the amount of ice on some rivers remains a concern because chunks of ice can create flooding as it melts by creating ice jams that in turn block the channel of the river. So officials will be watching how the ice melts closely. Public hearings will be held this morning in Greenfield as part of the Adair County Board of Supervisors' regular electronic meeting that begins at 9 o'clock. The hearings, which will be held at 9:20 and 9:30 a.m., are with regard to the fiscal year 21 budget amendment and the fiscal year 22 maximum property tax dollars, respectively. Both will be followed by action on resolutions approving each matter and the setting of a date for a public hearing on the FY22 Adair County budget. In other business, Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present an award contract for the board chair to sign with regard to farm-to-market granular servicing. County Recorder Janelle Schneider will discuss and or present a county land record information system 28E agreement. And Eddie Bargic with the Access Systems will talk about a cloud-based phone system. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are also set to receive a COVID-19 update. They'll discuss the latest information with regard to that, along with any action on claims that will come before them. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.